WVWA, mobile.
KM4VWA, W4DJW. I had to replace that motor.
How much trouble was it to pull it?
Hardest part is finding a screwdriver that'll fit those two screw holes without, you know, busting that foam apart to get that piece that it's bolted to off.
Phelan, but after you found the right screwdriver, you got up in there and it was okay?
I took it out and took it apart, and it looked like it had some little pieces of metal slivers inside. Not a lot, just a little. Not enough to cause that, you know, that, remember I said it sounds like somebody's got a table saw running? Not enough to do that. There's something else wrong with it. And it didn't spin freely. It wouldn't freewheel. So I hunted around. I found another one that's a millimeter larger in diameter and the same length. And it's 1300 kV, just like that one. And I put that one in instead. That one runs nice and true. No issues at all. And I fixed that busted seam on the nose, so I'm ready to go again.
Fantastic. Yeah, doggone it now. You will send that other motor back to them for a replacement, right?
I doubt it. It's $100 for the whole airplane and everything. The speed controller, the airplane, the servos. I don't know. It's probably not worth the effort.
A lot of times, what you might find is they may send you a motor mounted in a fuselage because it's going to take them more time to get one disassembled from the distribution point than it would be from the manufacturing division. So it might be worth the effort there, Dave. Hey, listen, W4DJW is going to have to bail on the Simplex tonight. And what I was thinking, and instead of leaving a minute gap in there, let's go ahead and get a hold of, it may skew the results as far as recording. I was going to say, you can just move up into W4NGU's position, and that way we could be more efficient in closing it out instead of just having a blank airspace.
I think it's kind of late in the game to go coordinating all of those people to change their. You're not asking for problems. You're begging for problems when you try to get all those people to change their card around.
What it requires is a simple strike and record in your info and move it up. And well, as a matter of fact, really all you got to do is just strike fill and go ahead and record you down there at the end. Just the same thing. But anyhow, I think that's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, I was calling you earlier to see if you could get in on the Tryon North Carolina repeater, just because that starts 30 minutes before the Simplex net, just to make sure everybody's on the same page. And I was able to get in, but I had to give it a lot of power on a big antenna. I couldn't do it on a Ringo Ranger in the attic, and 50 watts. That wouldn't make it.
What antenna did you use?
The 17-foot collinear that's mounted on a 30-foot mast, so it's 57 feet up in the air and 100 watts.
Oh, okay. Well, were you able to receive?
Yeah, I had to get the tone worked out. I was using a CTCS tone, and it took a tone, ENC tone. And once I got that switched over, I could transmit and receive if I turned CTCS tone on and off in between transmitting and receiving. I could get it to work, but that was too much trouble. So Patrick helped me out there while I got it switched over to the other tone type, and now it works hands-free. I was hoping I could have one radio on one antenna listening to the net at 7:30 and another radio doing the Simplex net, but that's not going to be the case.
Okay. Well, see, I've got a switch, and I won't be able to do simultaneous, but I can switch back and forth. I've got that 991 that I'm able to hit the repeater just fine with that 991. But then again, I've got a Diamond X50A up on top of 50 foot, and I don't have any trouble hitting it. So, and I am a lot closer and a little better angle than you are. So, anyhow, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But anyhow, I've got a Yaesu 3200D that's 65 watt, and I'm going to use it. And use it for my Simplex. It's also up there on top of the tower at 50 foot.
Yeah, I think you have a height advantage over me, too. I'm like in the 900-foot range. You're probably at the 11 to 12. What, do you know how high you are where you are, where you're located?
36 feet.
Well, there you go. You got about 1,000 feet on me. Not 1,000. You've got about 100 feet on me higher. So you're like sitting on top of a tower to start with.
A tower, I'm sitting right almost at 1,100, so... Anyhow, you know, that's a curiosity. I may get my GPS in my vehicle here and take a quick reading when I get back and see just exactly what the altitude is right there. Huh, that's a curiosity. Last time I took it, it was with a weather station, and I'm not sure that it was all that accurate.
Yeah, you can hover over your place with a mouse in Google Earth, and it'll tell you the elevation.
About that. Yeah, you can do that. That'd be the easiest thing to do. That way I wouldn't even have to go outside. Yeah, I tell you what. I'm going to have a problem unless it shows itself later, but man, I like the way that thing flew yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with it, too, now that I got mine going again. Got to poop. And this new motor sounds a lot smoother. You were right. It had vibration. There's something wrong with that other motor. Because with this newer one, it's the same power, but this one will go. This one says you can go up to a 4S with it, so I could put a 4S in it, but I don't know if I want to do that. It might shake it apart. It does just fine with a 3S, and it's smooth. It's not vibrating like crazy like that other one was.
Ooh, that vibration, you were losing RPM significantly.
That's very true. That's probably why when I went to do that loop, it just went nose up and then wing over. It didn't come over the top. It just didn't have the blast across the tail to blow the tail around.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know what? That may have had something to do with your takeoff also. Now, when mine took off, it just took off pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did better all the way around than mine did. But that's another thing I was thinking about. When I put those flaps down and that nose went up, I'm thinking I should take off that way too. That way it would be a much gentler. You know, I don't want it coming up and around. I don't want it lifting so much on takeoff that it comes back and does a loop in figure nine right into the ground. But I think I'm going to try it with half flaps next time on takeoff. I think that'll make takeoff much easier. A whole lot easier. Did I lose you or did we double? Looks like I lost you. W4DJW, standing by.
You can copy me, Dave. I'm on Highway 14. I'm headed north up into Landrum, and I dropped down into those little valleys. And I got a marginal antenna, so I will try to hit you a little bit later. K4BWA, I'm clear.
Copy that. W4DJW, clear.